Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey,
oh, yeah. Where we put the entertain and entertainment.
Hey.
You get that right there?
I did.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Heidi and I are in the LA studios. Chewy keeps dodging our calls. but we do have the Atlanta crew. They're in their homes right
now.
What's up, guys?
Everybody?
Popping, folks.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
So later, there's a new billionaire in town, and he's married to Kim Kardashian. Can you guess who that is?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, who that is?
Kind of gave that away.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan talks about the time he had to drag Dennis Rodman out of bed with Carmen Electra.
Oh.
Drake has a new bed that none of us can afford to sleep in. And you know her from shows like Prison Break and Walking Dead. Sarah Wayne Callies, she sat down with Headcrack to talk about her new show, Council of Dads. But first, Heidi, what you got?
All right. Well, you know what? Most people would be happy about finally making billionaire status, but not Kanye West. Oh, no, sir. His response proves otherwise. No, Kanye was officially added to the list of the world's richest people by Forbes, who estimated his net worth at $1.3 billion. But for Kanye, that just wasn't enough. Now, here's what he said. Here's what he was furious about. He said he's claiming they shorted him around $2 billion.
What
sent
the
a text
hell?
To, I know.
Lord.
And sent a text to the writer saying it's not a billion, it's $3.3 billion, since no one at Forbes knows how to count.
I'm on his side with that one. I mean, get my money right and definitely don't forget my $2 billion, okay?
Oh. I mean, yeah, if you're advertising it and you putting it in a magazine, then you might as well get the numbers right since it's Forbes anyway and it's about the richest and the most expensive. Don't
shortchange
me.
But I feel like they do get the numbers right. I feel like Forbes knows what they're talking about.
Oh. So you think that Kanye may be adding on and lying and fluffing it a bit?
Oh, my.
Well, he is a performer.
Maybe he's including some things that they don't
like,
know.
You can't, like, just fluff $2 billion out of nowhere. Like, people
that's
gonna
true, but
see
I'm
that.
Sure. I'm sure he's not just saying this. I'm sure he has the receipts. He could be talking about his and her money because they're one. They're a unit.
No, but
so,
he said about himself, though. He ain't no billionaire. Him and Kim are billionaire together.
Well, Kim is about to be her own billionaire, and he telling y'all. Now, I know at Forbes, because some other billionaires, or what from what I've heard, that they actually have to have some part of their bank statements. Like, they have actually seen proof of these funds. So that's where they get their numbers from.
Right.
So if he wants to change to 3.3 or 3 or add the $2 billion, he's going to have to send that to them for them to change their writing.
I hope that we all have this problem someday.
Oh, yeah, man.
I
hope
agree.
That somebody is saying, Heidi's only worth 1.3.
Yes.
And like,
yes,
whatever. I'd be like, whatever.
Well, moving on, it's safe to say that you do not want to mess with Michael Jordan. Now, in a recent episode of ESPN's doc, The Last Dance, which is about Michael Jordan and the 97-98 Bulls team, MJ talks about the time the teammate Dennis Rodman was a little stressed out after, you know, after a really tough game, and he wanted to go to Las Vegas for 48 hours. So he got permission from the coach and MJ to go out there. And listen, it got a little interesting, man. It was the middle of the season, and they actually had to go out there and bring him back because the 48-hour time span had passed. Now, MJ said, you let him go on vacation, we're not going to see him. You let him go to Vegas, we're definitely not going to see him. Then MJ went on to say, he didn't come back on time. We had to go get his ass out of bed. And I'm not going to say what was in the bed, where he was, but, you know, you know, if you watched it, you saw that he was there with his girlfriend, Carmen Electra, and she was scared, and she had to go hide for a little bit.
Oh,
but here's the thing. Why do y'all think he got dragged out of the bed with Carmen Electra?
This is Dennis Rodman.
He is in the bed with everybody except for Carmen Electra. She's just sitting at the edge of the bed. Trust, he was getting it popping.
So, I mean, with all this stuff going on, do you think that MJ had a lot of issues with Dennis Rodman? It didn't seem like it.
No, I don't think he had a lot of issues. I just think that he knew what he wanted, and he had his eyes set on the prize, and Dennis was obviously an important piece of that. And to have anybody threaten the whole idea would make somebody be like, come on, you know Dennis better than that. You can't let him go on vacation.
And I have felt that way about Frank many times, where I've had to tell people, do not send us to Vegas. He will not. Yeah.
It's not going to go well.
Please don't have an event in Vegas. Not with Frank Kramer.
Is Frank the Dennis Rodman of Dish Nation?
I think I am the Dennis Rodman of Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it looks like somebody really wanted to meet Ciara and Russell Wilson. Oh, my God, check this out. So recently, the Wilsons accepted the All In Challenge, which centers around fighting food insecurity through auctions by the world's biggest athletes and celebrities who offer exclusive once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Well, it seems like that double date with Ciara and Russell went for $240,000, y'all. Ooh. Did you hear me?
Wow.
$240,000. So awesome. Now, I don't know if somebody was feeling generous or they just wanted to know the secret to, like, couple goals, but reportedly, the highest bid was at $32,000 on Friday morning, but skyrocketed well into six figures for the double date. That is crazy. So, Heidi, do you think they found the right couple to auction off?
I mean, obviously, $240,000, somebody really wants to be with those two.
But somebody would have paid $1 million for J&B.
Okay.
Listen, if I had the money, money, I will tell you right now, if I had $240,000.
Oprah and Gayle.
Oprah and Gayle. Yes. Ain't not a couple, it's couple.
Why did you just make them a couple?
It would have to be Oprah and Stedman. Or Gayle.
Let it go. I don't want Stedman there. I want Gayle.
I think she said it right.
Ain't not a couple.
So, do we know who forked up the $240,000? Because I would hate to find out that it's like Future and Lori Harvey or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Awkward.
Well, talk about a mother's love. An awkward moment was caught on live television when offensive tackle from Georgia, Isaiah Wilson, he was selected by the Tennessee Titans during, you know, the virtual 2020 NFL draft. Yeah. And while it was exciting news for Isaiah, you can tell that his mother really wanted her son to have that moment to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. You know,
on camera, it's focused on Isaiah. Take a look.
The Titans get themselves a big tackle in Isaiah Wilson from Georgia. Came from Brooklyn Poly Prep Country Day. Need a little time to adapt to the heat and conditioning in the South playing at Georgia.
Get your ass out of here! Get out of here!
Girl, if you get your ass out the shot, girl.
She pulled her off.
All right, Gary, I gotta ask you. You think his mother was wrong for removing his girlfriend like that?
She most definitely was wrong. How dare she? This is a white woman who removed her from. This woman helped this boy do his homework and get to college here to get that scholarship, and you gonna remove her and humiliate her in front of the world? Oh, that was awful of his
you
mama,
stupid,
honey.
Gary, did you even realize? Okay, the mama could possibly be wrong in a way, but did you see how that boy was completely unfazed? Like, this girl gets snatched.
He was like, mama, you can do that if you want, because guess what? She already got her baby planned and she already got her check wrote out. So mama ain't gonna see him no more after he get that check, baby. So she can pull off as long as she wants, honey.
I really actually doubt that that girl has a baby plan, because I feel like instead of him pulling out, the mama would be there to pull him out, okay?
All right, y'all, up next, find out what Drake purchased that'll have even the richest people shocked. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey. What's up?
All right, y'all, I have a question, y'all. This story just blew my mind. Okay, so this is some rich people stuff. What is the most that any of y'all have paid for a mattress? Just throw a number out there.
A few grand. Got a nice little sleep number bed. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, something like that for me, too.
I think I paid $200 for mine.
To you, I lie.
No, I bought my first mattress from Salvation Army.
All right, anyway, you apparently, you're not going to be able to relate to this story. So let me get into it. So Drake actually talked about his new mattress. Now, guess how much his mattress costs? I'll go ahead and tell you. It costs $400,000. The mattress he sleeps on.
$400,000?
Yes. Yes. He actually dished on his mattress, this beautiful, luxurious mattress, better known as Grand Vividus, in the most recent issue of Architectural Digest. When they asked him about his sleeping quarters, Drake said, "The bedroom is where I come to decompress from the world at the end of the night and where I open my eyes to seize the day. The bed lets you float."
Wow. But does it also double as a sexual partner? Like, what else does it do? Okay. $400,000.
I wouldn't even need a mate, honey. That mattress would have to do me every night, baby. Yes, you ma'am, honey.
It need to have some do me, buttons on it for you, huh?
Yes. It have different sized missiles in the bed, honey.
That right. All right, y'all. Well, moving on. It's time for another celebrity clapback, and this time it's Natalie Sullivan, a.k.a. Octomom versus a troll. Here we go. Octomom posted a photo of two of her 14 children shopping for fruits and veggies with a long, and I mean long, caption about her vegan lifestyle and while everyone should stay away from meat, right? Well, one troll commented and said, "You know, Natalie, there is one thing you shouldn't forget. For your children, they must take animal protein twice a week. You forced them to go on a vegan diet too early, which is why you are often overwhelmed with hatred because your logic is very extreme at times." Well, honey, Octomom wasn't hearing it, honey, and she clapped back, okay, by replying, "I am 100% done with your ignorance and erroneous belief. You are superior to animals. I was an animal rescuer advocate for many, many years before being a parent and raised my children to care about others, especially animals' well-being, as much as they do their own. Take your shallow diet argument off my family's page or I will do it for you."
Listen!
There you go.
You better read, honey!
Angry mom clap back.
She could have stopped that erroneous.
Now, Portia, for a second, you was a part-time vegan. You know, would you force that on PJ or would you just kind of let her do her own thing while you did yours?
I ain't gonna force it on her when she my age because she gonna be too addicted to bacon by that time. It's too damn late, okay? All right? I'm on her side with this one. Go ahead, Octomom. She was talking something other than Octomom. She got 14 kids.
I tell you, I know what time it is.
It's meal time.
Yep, and today's deal is sure to help you get your snore on. It's the two-pack Coastal Comfort Luxury Gel Fiber Pillows. These pillows are super plush and contain a gel fiber that is extremely soft while giving the right level of support to your head and neck so you'll feel like you're on cloud nine while you're resting. Now, they're also tailored to ensure maximum comfort and no need to worry about your allergies because they're dust, mite, mold, and mildew resistant as well as chemical-free.
Gary, wake up!
I'm sorry, head crack. Oh my God, it sounds so amazing. Tell me more.
All right, Gary, here's the cool thing about these pillows. You can actually throw them into your washing machine at home to keep them fresh and so clean, and they'll always look like new.
Well, y'all, good pillows are hard to find. I need these, head crack. How much are they?
All right, Brad. Now, usually these snuggly pillows run as high as $90. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$39.
Just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. All right, coming up, Sarah Wayne Callies from The Walking Dead, Prison Break, and more has a brand new drama series, and we're going to be dishing all about it coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, you might know my guest from shows like Colony, Prison Break, and Walking Dead. And she has a brand new show called Council of Dads. Make some noise one time for Sarah Wayne Callies.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
I watched the pilot episode, and I'm not the type of person who watches shows that have, like, heavy emotion to it, you know?
Sure.
And I've seen a lot of your work and like guns, sci-fi, zombies, that level of drama. But this show has so much heart. It took me a second to get up when the show was over. Because I had to process everything that just happened. It's like, whoa, this. Yeah. And then the marriage. And then, you know, she's trying to process life, you know, with a new baby. But you sold it so well.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, look, it's definitely something you got to watch with the box of Kleenex. I feel like we should ship it out to all of America. Be like, here's your Kleenex, here's your waterproof mascara, ladies. Now you can sit down and watch safely.
Now, in Council of Dads, you know, the patriarch of the family is, you know, facing some serious things, and he decides to put together, you know, some people who can hold it down for him, you know, when things take a turn for the worse. Now, if you had to take three celebrity dads and make them your personal Council of Dads, who would occupy that space?
I answered this question about a council of moms, and I'm going to keep the same answer, and I think I can get away with it. My number one would be RuPaul.
Yeah, you kind of get best of both worlds there, I guess.
Celebrity dads. I mean, I feel like The Rock, I'd have to think on that one, because I'd want an elder.
Gotcha.
I'd want an elder. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'd say Michael O'Neill.
Is he the gentleman who taught the son on the show how to drive?
Yes.
The show is called Council of Dads. I wanted to have a little bit of fun before we run. I want to play a game called What Did Dad Do? I'm going to name some famous TV dads, and you have to guess what their occupation was, all right?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give you some choices. There's going to be multiple choices, so it'll make it easy. Now, Homer Simpson, was he a mailman, an old refinery dude, or a worker at the
nuclear power plant?
That is correct. You got a point. Al Bundy from Married with Children, was he an accountant, a fast food restaurant manager, or a shoe salesman?
Okay, you know, I worked with Ed O'Neill in one of my first jobs, and I loved him, and he was an amazing guy. And I'm telling you that story to cover for the fact that I don't have an answer. Let's say he was a shoe salesman.
You got it right. The spirit of Al Bundy fell upon you, whispered in your ear, and gave you the right answer. You're in the game, Sarah. All right. Danny Tanner from Full House. Was he a TV host, a scientist, or owner of a car dealership?
Car dealership?
Nah, he was a TV host.
TV host. Okay, fair enough. Sorry.
But you're still ahead. You're still ahead of game. Got one more for you. Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Was he an inventor, lawyer judge, or a music executive?
I think he was a lawyer judge.
If you said lawyer judge, you are 100% correct.
All right, there we go.
Be sure you check it out. It's called Council of Dads. It's on NBC. What night?
Thursday night.
One time, y'all, for Sarah Wayne Cali.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving us a shot and coming with your heart. I appreciate that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yes. Yes. Welcome.
Well, you know, Frank and I have Zoomed each other for our happy hours for our radio show and with some listeners, and people are using Zoom for everything nowadays. Mm-hmm. Virtual dates, weddings, birthday parties. Now, Zoom currently is reportedly cracking down on digital sex parties.
Oh, what?
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Yeah, well, a representative for Zoom told Rolling Stone that its youth policies explicitly prohibit any obscene, indecent, illegal, or violent activity or content on the platform. We encourage users to report suspected violations of our policies, and we use a mix of tools, including machine learning, to proactively identify accounts that may be in violation. But, Portia, as I'm thinking about it, it seems like the safest form of sex. You're in your house, I'm in my house, and we're showing each other our body parts. Why is it so bad?
Exactly. This is like the gift that keeps on giving for people in quarantine alone. Like, don't stop this right here. We may have people go out and commit mass murders. We need to be able to be having sex on Zoom, okay?
I disagree. I feel like this makes it kind of like a porn site, and you don't need to do that. To FaceTime somebody personal and do that on your own iCloud thing. Don't do that on Zoom.
Somebody just decided to put the Zoom in the boom boom.
Yeah.
Now, Gary, would you take on a job tracking these accounts? And if there was a virtual orgy, would you report it?
Of course I would. I would take the job. But now, if there was a virtual orgy, I wouldn't report it because I would try to partake in it.
You would show your private parts?
Oh, right. No, I would turn around. I wouldn't show the front, but I would turn and show the back. Yeah.
You ain't got no booty, Gary.
We don't
you
want that, no Gary.
Well, honey, that's all y'all get.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.